independent, yours. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, BC.
The staff and volunteers at CJSF wish you the best for the new year.
On the next episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes.
As for today's segment, drumroll please.
Let's see, here we are.
We have Escobar Cigars. You asked for it, and we are the full one another again. Here we are. So what's in the box?
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
What's in the box? Let's see. Here we go.
I think it sucks.
Sucks. Calm down.
People here, you know, here at Sip, Suds, and Smokes, us being somewhat cigar snobs, right? We have a lot of experience with cigars.
Yeah.
This line of cigars are something that you can just kind of light and just enjoy the experience of smoking, right? Yeah. Great golf course cigar. This is a good one to cut the grass with.
Yeah.
We'll be right back after this break. Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sip, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's time for Smokes.
And welcome to this Smokes episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. Today, our hosts are good old boy Benjamin.
What up, what up?
I got good old boy Mike.
I am here as a dialogue coach for somebody who'll say Nicaragua correctly today.
Right. And pulling in the rear, we got good old boy Justin all the way down in Fort Lauderdale.
You said pull in the rear, really? Right off the bat?
Good morning.
In the first 2 minutes of the show?
Hey, man, someone's got to pull it in.
Yeah. I took it in the rear early this show.
Do you have lube for that today?
Strawberry. So we're the best thing on at 2 a.m. right before you get caught playing Game Boy under the sheets.
Guilty.
When you're supposed to be sleeping.
Guilty.
Yeah. And just after that same Walker Texas Ranger episode.
Oh, yeah. I feel it coming.
Banned once again.
That's right.
Trevette's my hero.
Uh-huh. As you know, I hope you know, our smoke segments are about cigars and, well, anything you can smoke. As for today's segment, drumroll please.
Let's see. Here we are.
We have Escobar Cigars. You asked for it, and we are the full one another again. Here we are. So what's in the box?
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
What's in the box? Let's see. Here we go.
I think it sucks.
Calm down. So anyway, strap on and hang in tight. We're going to have fun today, but don't worry if you miss anything. You can download the full episode from wherever you get podcasts from. But before we dive into the shallow end of the pool, remember the buddy system. Where's your buddy?
Buddy!
All right. Who's your buddy? Who's your pal?
That's right. If you're a cigar newbie, fret not. We got you covered on our Cigar 101 episode where all this cigar speak will be decoded. Just search for Sip, Suds, and Smokes Cigars 101, and that episode should pop right up. Or follow our link in the show notes. Good old boy Justin gets the honors of going over our smokes ratings today. Take it away.
It's because he can say Nicaragua.
Nicaragua.
I'll attempt it at some point.
Please don't. There's only so much editing power we have in post, okay?
One ring. This sucked before it was even lit. Two rings. At least I lit it. Three rings. I would smoke this again. Four rings. How much you want for them? five rings. Where are they? I need a box.
Magnificent.
Now do five.
Five rings. Where are they? I need a box.
All right.
It's the natural Cubano, you know, overtone that he has, surrounded by his cultural, you know, influence. I love this, you know.
Yeah.
That... When you get gasoline, is the guy at the gas station sound just like that?
We don't talk to the people at the gas station. We have self-serve here, man.
All right. Well, Mike's going to start us off with the Habano. Let's take it away.
Oh, dear. All right. Well, today, again, we're talking about everything from Escobar cigars, and I'm going to talk about the Habano, designed for those who appreciate a fuller, more nuanced smoking experience. This medium plus body cigar delivers a complex array of flavors. The Ecuadorian Habano wrapper introduces a bold, earthy richness, while the Nicaraguan binder and fillers enhance the profile with deep notes of roasted coffee, dark chocolate, and a touch of pepper. These robust flavors are harmoniously balanced by subtle hints of cedar, leather, and a smooth, creamy undertone.
Here is the warmth of thickly cushioned contour seats, available even in fine Corinthian leather.
Rich Corinthian leather, that's correct.
All right, so before we get into rating that, what are your thoughts?
So, I love this one.
Justin coming in.
It had... beautiful flavor. It stayed lit. The foot was complicated. It was very, very nice.
I liked it as well. I kind of felt the same way. It was a nice Habano, nice run of the mill. Grab a Habano and go.
Yeah, I think average is definitely the key word, you know, here. It was, you know, just that. It was average. You know, it had a lot of the right things going. I like the creaminess around this, and you know, it had, you know, a little bit of leather on it.
Had good smoke coming off of it.
Oh, really? Smoke?
Holy smokes!
There we go.
Not the spice profile that I normally expect from a Habano. Habanos are normally a bit spicier for me. This one definitely had a bit more body and a bit more of that creaminess. Almost reminiscent of maybe like a Connecticut Plus type of experience.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. You know, was it a good average Habano? But yes, but was it on profile? No, it was not.
It's one of the, Habano tends to be something that I lean into and look for through any line. And this was the first one that I smoked out of the lineup that we had, and was excited to kind of get into it. And most of the spice, if any, that I got was just off of the retro.
Sure.
I didn't get really any of it through the full smoking process. A lot more white pepper, so like floral spiciness, if any. Black tea, alfalfa, kind of green hay notes.
Ooh,
a little bit more of a sweet tone to it.
With a little earthy back tone?
Yes.
Yeah, I have some more specific tasting notes here.
Some more?
S'more.
S'mores?
Yes. Yes, senor. Bingy man.
How can we have s'more if we haven't had any already?
Wow, man. I tell you, it's just... All right. So, hints of spice and kind of pepper up front. You know, it was another really wonderful first ash at like 2 inches. I mean, you know, that thing had really great construction about it.
Yeah, the burn quality was really good. I found through most of their line.
Kind of an average draw, though. You know, quite mild in the middle with hints of spice. So, yeah, I mean, it was a good average Habano. But I really like, you know, Benjamin, the way that you said it was more like a Connecticut plus plus, you know, or it was just, you know, all that creaminess that you, I think, was a little bit out of character for this.
Sure. So what are we going to rate it at here? What you got, Justin? Hold them up.
No.
Yeah.
Let's see how he's going to average this.
We're going with a four. He just held up four.
Oh, my goodness.
He held up four.
I am feeling...
I think we need to maybe
magnificent
sidebar with Barger how averages work.
Mm-hmm. He held up four. I held up four.
Yeah. But then you add them together, divide them by the number of people with their input, and then.
Well, I had a three and you had a two.
We got Mr. Math here. I love it.
Yeah. I love this, you know.
Listen, well, we can hash this out.
I mean, I think if I were walking into a humidor, I mean, would that have been like, well, you know what? That's Habano. I'm going back to that. No,
so
I'm sorry.
I wonder what different, like, maybe if they picked a different
less creamy
binder or something, you know, whatever could go in. Maybe give it a little more of that spice note.
No.
You know, I think more than anything else, the ring gauge probably has a lot to do with that.
Okay.
Right. So the one that we smoked was a Gordo. Yeah. So 6.5 by 58. So it doesn't give a lot of additional room for that wrapper to shine.
Sure.
In my opinion. So changing the binder or the filler probably wouldn't have a large impact outside of there being maybe less, right? So maybe in a smaller ring gauge.
So maybe bring it down a little bit. Bring that ring gauge down a little
bit. Yeah, 100%.
So I'm... go like a Robusto or like a Corona Gorda.
Sure.
Something like that.
Yeah. I think that's something... That.
Now, I do think they have other sizes in the of all their lines, too. So it'd be interesting. I wouldn't mind picking up a... Robusto.
Yeah, I
trying it.
Was watching some cigar videos through the week and came across another manufacturer, their blender, talking about, you know, girth and ring gauge and
ooh, did its we say impact. Girth?
Today we're going to be demonstrating how to measure girth. Girth is a very important measurement when determining sizes. First, take your tape measure, place it at the center of the shoulder, bring it down through the crotch. And back
hey-o.
Again.
Ooh.
Yo.
Making sure it's going over the widest part.
I love her description of
collectively our widest part is we all have wide
between
parts,
your ears. So
I'm
just
saying. I'm Jewish, so it doesn't get that wide.
Ooh. Oh
just
man, that
short
is
short
so
and full
good.
Of money, right?
I'm telling you, that gets them all.
Like a plus size pinata.
But yeah, so I think that one thing that you know we all share in common here is also being into proof spirits and bourbons and whiskeys and those type of things, and how those flavor profiles change drastically as you add water, as you kind of dilute what's in that glass for you. It's the same thing when you're talking about ring gauge with a cigar. So a smaller ring gauge, a more concentration of flavor,
sure,
you get a little bit more of the big notes that you're looking for, whereas those larger ring gauges tend to kind of, you know, dilute that complexity a bit. Because of, you know, the addition of the filler on the inside.
Speaking on those, I think that, you know, what you're hitting at, what you put with it, too, is what can help bring out certain qualities as well. So, like, if you had a coffee with it or a bourbon or water or whatever you have with it can help round those things off on your palate, maybe?
100%. Every day is different, right? And so the opportunity to go back and try, you know, some of these options again, probably in a different ring gauge, would also bring on a completely different experience.
Sure. Yeah, like
with,
I want
what they offer.
Like I want to combine my morning, my afternoon with a redirect on our score.
Yeah, right. Right. Come on now.
We'll be right back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf. Iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes.
And we're back. We just got done rating and talking about the Escobar Habano.
Magnificent.
And we rated it a 4. Justin is going to tell us about their Connecticut. Why don't you take it away, Justin?
So let's see here. The Connecticut is the result of a mild to medium-bodied cigar that delivers a harmonious balance of flavors. Each draw unveils a creamy, velvety smoke, enriched with notes of cedar, subtle spice, and a touch of sweetness, all intertwined with nuanced nuttiness. The craftsmanship ensures a consistent burn and a luxurious smoking experience, ideal for both seasoned aficionados and newcomers alike. Whether you're relaxing after a long day or celebrating a special occasion, the Escobar Cigars Ecuadorian Connecticut offers a refined and memorable experience. My experience with this was somewhat different. Mine went out a few times while I was smoking it.
Oh, that sucks.
It had a sweet flavor. It was easy to light. Lots of white big smoke. But
holy smokes,
only gave it like 2 rings.
Yeah, well, let's I kind of had a little bit of the same. I'm not gonna lie, the Connecticut was probably my least favorite of the bunch. There was a lot of smoke and there was a lot of
smoke
detected.
Yep. I see.
And I had a little bit of construction issues with mine as well, so it canoed a little bit.
Canoodled?
Yeah, it canoodled a little bit. Which,
describe that, because I don't know what that is.
Like the burn goes up one
is
side
and not
the other.
Canoodling? Yes.
A little bit of canoeing.
Right. Is there like advanced canoodling?
Well, we'll talk about that in Cigar 102, which once it comes out, you
is
guys
that
will
only
be able
for people
that.
In Iowa?
Yeah, it's for
How's
our OnlyFans.
Okay.
Yeah, it's for our OnlyFans.
Am I the head canoodler?
Yeah, that's right. Mike's in the middle, everybody. Mike's in the middle. What do you think?
I enjoy the Connecticut more than a lot of the other cigars in this lineup. It was everything that I looked for in a Connecticut because it had a bit more body. It had a bit more of those nice, creamy complexities.
Yeah.
A little bit of spice. I picked up on the retro, which I like the commonality of that through the lineup with, you know, that little bit of consistency there. So you can kind of a signature, if you will.
Sure.
Compared to a lot of the Connecticuts, which aren't normally my flavor profile, I definitely prefer more full body, medium plus, you know, smoking experiences. This Connecticut is actually something that I would keep around.
Oh, nice. What about you, Mike?
Well, I thought what was interesting is that, the common thing was this big smoke thing that was going on.
Holy smokes!
Well, the big smoke we went to already this year.
But in each of these cigars, I mean, that was really kind of the very predominant, you know, component that I was really seeing. And some of that, I think, was, you know, the nature of some of the draw that was coming off, you know, many of the cigars in this product line. And when I got to the Connecticut, I was like, oh, well, it wasn't the first one. I think it was like the third one I had in the lineup. And I was like, oh, I'm expecting more of the same.
Is that your fourth round of 18 holes that day?
And, you know, I was just, as I was going through the Connecticut, I was kind of anticipating. I was waiting for this moment. And all of a sudden, it just kind of fell apart a bit. And I was like, oh, wow, this is like just a good old day, average, you know, kind of Connecticut, you know, that was coming around. And I think when I'm approaching Connecticut's, I definitely have, you know, several reference cigars. And at the top to me is a Davidoff. You know, it's like, is this where this is headed?
Okay.
Okay. yeah. Really? Yeah. Which microphone are you on? I can just cut that off now. So
we're going to take that glass away from you and keep up with that nonsense.
Sure, yeah, for sure. But, you know, that I found myself in my head, you know, kind of comparing it to that reference standing, you know, is it above or below kind of where that was at? And I think there were a combination of two things that I found myself. I was like, wow, this is not as big and booming as all the other stuff. And if there was anything that I would have suspected of being kind of this big, booming, you know, fluffy marshmallow flavor. It would have been the Connecticut, and yet it wasn't.
Right.
You know, and so I was just kind of left there going, okay, well, that was anticlimactic all the way. You know, I was waiting for something to come back around and not only just two style, but actually kind of, you know, maybe move a little bit through it and a little bit better. But at the end, I was just kind of, you know, sitting there touching up, you know, a bit of the edges kind of as I was going along and going, I like the draw. No, I'm not canoeing. And
I don't think they make a canoe that large.
You know, for all I know, Rich was probably smoking behind me.
I'm not in one either.
You know, he was encouraging me to huff fast and often, but
stroke.
Rich is not here to defend himself. So that's kind of a poor choice. But, you know, I kept on waiting for just more. And it really came. And I just, at the end of the day, I was kind of like, you know, this is good average, you know, Connecticut. Yeah. You know, would I go back to it? Probably not.
I think one of the feathers in their cap, though, for people here, you know, here at Sip, Suds, and Smokes, us being somewhat cigar snobs, right? We have a lot of experience with cigars.
Yeah.
You want me to turn the snob machine on? Oh, I can totally do that.
I would prefer you turn that
off. This line of cigars, and the Connecticut especially, are something that you can just kind of light and just enjoy the experience of smoking, right? Yeah. Just that.
I'd be okay with that.
Draw and exhale.
This wasn't it, but that would be okay with that.
Yeah. You know, taking the time out to just be and smoke great golf course cigar.
I've smoked a bunch of them on the golf course.
This is a good one to cut the grass with.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's good is if you smoke this cigar and you've got people playing behind you, they're going to know where you are on the golf course.
That's okay.
So for safety, it's good.
True. Yeah, that's true.
There's a lot of things people smoke on the golf course that'll let you know where they are. So
that would be me on the golf course, probably.
Yeah, I am quite convinced that this cigar would not help your putting. I'm sorry. Let me expand.
My putting is horrible.
Let me expand upon that. I don't believe that there is anything on the planet that would help your putting.
At least I can drive the ball.
You did get a new driver, yeah.
Maybe if you tried that hole close to the parking lot.
Yeah, right. Right by your car.
Did he just hit it down the street?
Get in your car and just go home? All right, so what are we going to rate this at here, fellas? Hold them up. So we're going to go with a 2.
Wow.
But let's just say Benjamin gave it a 3, which is a good.
Probably make like a 2.6.
Two and a half.
No.
Let's go 2.
No.
That's fine.
We're not going to do that. Yeah. If I wanted to do halfsies, I would have published halfsies.
You would have got a glass of tea.
That's right. So.
All
right.
Well, story time, folks. Let me just let you all in on a little secret here. We won an award.
It was published. It's not a secret.
Oh, it's not a secret now? We're out? It's out?
Well, you know,
if you don't read, it's a secret.
That's fair.
Really, we've enjoyed a lot of great awards for this radio show podcast, you know, over many, many years. And, you know, recently we got one that it was a very nice surprise.
Mike cried.
So
he cried when it happened.
We won the best podcast of Nashville, sponsored by the Nashville Scene magazine. It's a weekly arts and culture magazine.
Very, very prestigious magazine in the area.
Definitely from a local perspective.
Don't they summarize all the really good strip joints, you know, in the back?
Holy moly. Yeah.
Tell me about the classifieds.
So the 2-for-1 discount code is in the back. You just have to tear it off and take it in with
you. Page, you know. Yeah. So, yeah, you know, it is. It's a really great, it is a very good publication. And it's a annual contest where, you know, readers, you know, get to vote. And
yeah, we got voted in.
And I just all of a sudden kind of got this, you know, email out of the blue going, hey, you guys won. Show up to collect your award. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like,
awesome.
What contest was this?
Right. I enter this or did someone enter this for me?
You know, is this a contest, you know, with cats and dogs, and I can send Barger, you know? So
listen, I'm allergic to cats, but I'm in it if there's dogs. I'm down.
You know, it's definitely not a putting contest that I would send Barger to. That's for sure.
But I can drive it.
Yeah, but it was very nice. It was very unexpected. Most importantly, I'm really grateful, you know, for our listeners, you know, voting for us. I'm glad that you found this 1-hour show mildly entertaining for 22 minutes.
Yeah, and
we
thank
will
you,
continue
folks.
To hit that incredibly low target.
Hey, 500 you. To keep you in the league.
By the way, we just passed minute 23, so there we
nice.
Go. We achieved yeah. victory again.
Thank you for voting us in, folks. Yes, we really so appreciate it.
Really, really appreciate
thank you
that.
Very much.
Oh, Mike,
sorry.
You can tell that voting farm, they're good. They're good to go.
Okay.
Them off the hook.
It's a voting farm in Nicaragua. Okay, yeah. I press the button again. I press yeah. the button again. I press the button again.
This
what do you
one.
Do? I press the button again.
This one.
I press the button again.
This one.
You know, where do you put that on your resume? Press the button again. Do you put, I think you put that right in the middle with a big button there.
Yeah,
I press
the button. Special skills and talents.
That's correct.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, you definitely press a button, Barker, for
hey,
sure.
I'll press all
that's
the buttons.
That's the only question I got right in the bar.
Usually to the people
the
that are on the hole ahead of us.
Yeah. I may or may not have hit somebody. I don't want to talk about it.
You know, that old guy,
that's
he,
what happens
he didn't
when
move
you
fast enough
again. With your driver.
He's a crosswalker,
there
old man.
There was a dude with all his buddies were in golf carts, and this 70-year-old man's
he
walking
had
a cart. That's not my fault. He needs to get off the fairway.
You know?
Right?
He was wearing an adult diaper on the sixth hole. Seriously.
Well, he did not, he did
like
not have high-vis colors on, and I didn't see him.
Oh.
Pulling the bag of clubs behind him.
In front. He was pushing.
Incredible, dude. Incredible.
All right. So we're going to go next. We're going to talk about the Maduro, and Benjamin's going to tell us about that.
The Maduro, perfect for aficionados who crave intensity and complexity, this full-bodied cigar delivers a profound and satisfying smoking experience. The Mexican San Andreas wrapper imparts deep, earthy flavors with a touch of natural sweetness, while the Nicaraguan binder and fillers add layers of dark chocolate, espresso, and black pepper. As you progress, you'll discover subtle notes of leather, dried fruit, and a hint of spice, creating a rich and well-rounded profile. So for me, this Maduro, came in a Corona. So 5x42, which is definitely preferred, ballpark for yeah. the smokes that I really, get into and enjoy. Had some like cool earthy, nutty, chocolatey notes on the cold draw. And then all the way through, man, this thing was pretty consistent.
Yeah.
Which I really, really enjoyed. There was that. Baseline profile that I had all the way through with some cool pops of that pepper and coffee grounds. Yeah. Kind of had like some waxy fruit characters to it. This was the crown jewel of the Escobar cigars
yeah.
for me.
I really like that
excited
size.
I had two of them
in my
sample pack.
I really like that size. I think that size really does their flavor profile well.
Yes,
I had the same. I've said so far, the Connecticut was the only one I had a little bit of an issue with. But like we talked about, with the size being the issue, like I think if that was in that big of if that would have been in that size, I don't think there would have been those issues, you know. But their construction quality was great. You know, the overall flavor was consistent. The burn was consistent. So I like this one too. What do you think?
Some of my tasting notes here around this are, tons of smoke.
Smoke detected.
Yeah. And leather.
Here is the warmth of thickly cushioned contour seats, available even in fine Corinthian leather.
So
it was, Maduros are your favorite, right?
Drew's not here.
Yeah, they are. When they're done well.
Shout out, Drew.
Yeah, so.
Drewski.
It was kind of earthy, hint of mint, and a little less earth, you know, kind of at the midpoint, you know, for the cigar. Very nice burn line. That was something I was not writing down a whole lot, going through this. And the construction around this particular stick, it was a very solid average, Maduro. I'm always a sucker for really good, San Andreas wrappers.
Well, I love San Andreas wrappers.
And, I keep on, they're, probably one of the wrappers I find myself using the word complex, around quite a bit. So with this particular cigar, I took the Barger Challenge against my will.
Oh, again. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So all the time he's like, this is so good with, coffee. And, coffee and cigars just go together, you know, really, really, really
especially
well.
First thing in the morning.
And you know, first thing in the morning, like, you know, you apparently clean your sinuses out, and it just, you know, it's the magical time to have cigars.
It is.